This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
We've got a pregame, postgame chat with the head coach of Hawk Women's Basketball, who just saw his team win 69-61. It's Fred Batchelor, everybody.
Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm excellent, Coach. Congratulations on one of the grittiest wins of the season, if not the grittiest. We're about 15 minutes removed from the final whistle. How are you feeling?
Good. I like the fact that we were able to pull out a gritty game. We didn't play great as far as we didn't play as well as we could have to make things a little bit easier, but I think that's how it is. You got to find ways to win tough games, and I thought Central played a good game today. They were a tough opponent, but I thought we were just a little bit tougher down the stretch.
The final score will show an 8-point difference between the two teams, but that don't let that fool you. That game was as close as they come. Neither side led by more than two possessions until the final minute when we beat them on a free throw roulette, but that was as tight of a game as possible. Standing tough and keeping close with it, even when they went on a run, you guys had an answer, and in an atmosphere like this where it was pretty tough to play in.
Yeah, I thought our bench was really big today. I thought our bench gave us some big buckets when we needed them. Brooklyn, I know she made two threes, and AJ hit one or two, but I thought those were big plays as well as what Taylor Claiborne gave us. So at the end of the day, it was a complete team effort. Dom off the bench was probably one of our leading scorers today. So our bench really was big in getting this win today.
It was, and you talk about it's award season for the movies. You're getting starring roles from some of your supporting cast. Brooklyn Bailey had the threes. I want to focus on Taylor Claiborne. He's coming in late in the fourth quarter when Dominic Walker, Parisha Gomez have both fouled out, and Claiborne stands in the middle of the lane and blocks Polina Frie for Central. She had 22 points, 7 rebounds in that game. She needed 24, and she didn't get 24 with that block by Claiborne.
It was a big play. Taylor's a tough kid. She holds her ground, and I think that was the biggest thing. She didn't let we talk about the young lady really wanting to go off her left shoulder. And early in the first half, she scored on her going off of her left shoulder. And I thought this time Taylor, listening to what we were telling her, was able to kind of impose her will on her, and then it made it a little easier for her to block her shot. And that was a big play. That was a big play. And Taylor's been making some big plays for us. Taylor's going to be a special player for us for a while.
In the fourth quarter, it got to winning time, and there was one sequence I want to focus on. It was about 3 minutes, 2 minutes or so remaining, down by two, I believe. Cece Byram cuts in, does her thing on the left side, lays it up. Regine Martin steals it immediately, bounced it to Kiara Eaton, cut him from the left side and laid it up. And if there's a better snapshot of what your seniors have done and meant to this team, I don't think it's out there.
Yeah, you know what? We're very fortunate, and I'm very thankful to have those three kids. They want this more than anything, and it makes it easy to coach kids that want it more than you do. And I think they want it more than anybody. And you see it, and that's why I continue to stick with them, because I just believe at the end they're going to find a way. Even when it doesn't look like they can find a way. You can't count a kid like Regine out. You can't count a kid like CeCe out or Kiki. And I think we're just fortunate to have them in our program, and we want to take advantage of the next couple weeks, because after that, they'll be gone.
Regine Martin, don't remind us about that. We'll enjoy them while they're here, certainly. Regine had 16 points. Her and Dominic Walker each had 16 points. And it's those two right there, I think. Everyone knew that CeCe Byram was going to be big. Everyone knew that Kiara Eaton was going to have her moments, too. But it's Walker and Martin, I think, that have elevated this team from a really good team into upper echelon in the MEAC.
Yeah, I think Regine has been a difference on both ends of the floor. And, it's great to see her be rewarded with this type of accolades as far as the way we're recognizing her, because the thing about it is I've never had a kid that's worked as hard as she has in the offseason. On a day off, she's in the gym, and she's just not in the gym. She's running sprints and, working on conditioning, and she's just a tough-minded kid, and, I'm glad she's on my side, because I wouldn't want to play against her.
Hawks shot 32% for the game, so a little bit low, but the difference in this one was offensive rebounding. It picked up 21 offensive rebounds, North Carolina's 11. As a result, you got off 8 more shots. You got off a lot more 3 balls. Maybe they didn't fall at such a high rate, but at volume they went in. And I think it was offensive rebound that really saved the bacon today.
Yeah, you know what? We had 10 at the half. And I know Buns, I think, had 9 or something like that. She had 12 for the game, and she didn't play a particularly good game on the offensive end, but I thought defensively and rebounding the ball, she had 10 rebounds, 10 on the defensive end and 2 on the offensive end. And, you know, we talk about we were going to have to win this game on the backboard, and we were able to do that with 10-plus more offensive rebounds than them.
Well, North Carolina A&T also won today 72-49, which means in 25 and a half hours, it's on. 10-1 Hawks, 9-0 Lady Aggies in a game that will likely decide the championship of the MEAC in the regular season. You guys lost to them by 2 points at home last month. What's your first thought knowing that, okay, now it's the A&T game?
Well, we need to play better than we did at home. And I thought we still should have won that game. There were still things that, you know, cost us to lose a 2-point game. It was a one possession game. I mean, we went all the way down to the wire. You know, I just think we got to play a better basketball game than we did at our place and take advantage of the opportunity for us to be sitting here in March, I mean, in February, you know, 10-1 going up against the returning champions at 9-0. You know, you just got to be thankful for that and take advantage of it. And that's what we want to do, and just believe that we're going to play tough enough and hard enough to find a way to win the basketball game on the road.
It's a big opportunity, and it's a big moment, and we're really looking forward to it, Coach. Congratulations, and we'll see you in Greensboro on Monday.
Thanks, Will. Looking forward to it.